While the sermon stirs the air itself, and as the psalms then sing and thus possess the atmospheric verisimilitude, where even in such instances of innate tactility, you, and you alone, are living in a completely different state of being, saddened when elation should take hold of your leash, leading you into an uplifting indoctrination of fullness and belief, but instead you remain solely within the qualms of confine, where the world that enthralled you in preserves your ignorance as it creates an antithesis of living dream, an incongruity to replicate a balance amongst ballasts deep. Your tears collect in pools that do not dissolve with immediacy. The then lost maze of disillusionment has since passed, refraining from truly illuminating why, in such grace, you were presented with such a sad and mourning lapse. It is here that you return to the celebration's living hall, and by now, being left alone, you understand why these portals of beauty, these windows to inner and outward poetry, could ever be referred to as being stained.